Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, January 26th. It was damp out. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Chicago Police Lieutenant David Haynes. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Yes, there he is on the Friday Food Beat. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Yippee skippy. Good morning.
Same to you. Yeah. Our first caller was very happy.
I was listening when he called in. I have to say, if you've never been out to Mount Carroll, I love that area. It's the most beautiful part of Illinois.
Near the Mississippi, he said, right?
Yeah, it's a great place to go motorcycle riding.
Yeah, look at you.
If he wants to send me his favorite restaurant, I'll review it because it'll give me an excuse to drive my new truck all the way out there. So.
Wow, you are the master of all vehicles, aren't you?
Yeah.
And this place, Old Irving Brewing, I have passed it many times, but because of what you're going to tell us now, I am definitely going to stop in there. This sounds like a great spot.
Yeah, Old Irving Brewing at 4419 West Montrose. I put in my notes, it's right across the street from Sidekick's Tap, where I used to play darts when I was a very young man. And I have to say, my wife is always amused that that's one place where I was induced to sing Madonna's "Like a Virgin" on karaoke night one time. So,
okay, you're gonna have to do that here for us now one of these days. Look out,
Old Irving Brewing. I that's a place too that I passed a bunch of times and didn't stop there. Because I don't drink beer, and as it turned out, somebody was telling me that the food was great, so we went there for dinner one night, and they do have a bunch of award winning beer, and the dining room and the bar are, you know, like a lot of these brew places, you can see all the brewing tanks and everything in the barrels, so it's kind of like you're in a brewery while you're eating.
So it's brewed in-house beer there, huh?
Right, yeah, and it's award-winning. Their IPA, Beezer is called. It's their IPA that won, top beer a few years ago.
You don't drink beer?
I don't drink beer, no. Not anymore. No, this is all food weight.
Oh, okay. I understand. What's the specialty at Old Irving?
Well, they're big with burgers, and they have a burger every week, a burger of the week every week. And until last Monday when I was there, they had their version of the Big Mac, which is it's interesting. It looks like a gourmet version of the McDonald's Big Mac. So it's, you know, it was much better than a regular Big Mac, but it was, they took everything that a Big Mac would have and just amped it up. So it was really good.
So they have a new special burger every week?
They do. And you can look on their website, if you look up Old Irving Brewing, I can check and see right now. They have a different one every week.
What else did you like? Side dishes, good?
This week their burger of the week is cream spinach burger, which I wouldn't try.
But maybe get a little healthy burger that
way. Yeah, a little healthy. Dave might like it. Well, if it doesn't have kale in it.
That's next week. That's
well, the other thing that I really loved is their French fries, right? They have very good regular fries, but they have these garlic fries, which are fantastic. I years ago, we talked about a place that's now closed out in Berwyn called Big Guy Sausage that had really good garlic fries. This place is the only place I've ever found that's as good as that. So if you really like garlic and kind of greasy fries, these were fantastic. And
that's a high praise from you.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing when they can do it. They make them crispy, but you still have the oil and the garlic, and it really is good. The other thing they had that I tried that I never had before is Reuben fritters, and they take corned beef, they encrust it with panko, and they mix the sauerkraut and cream cheese, and they make them in these little bites. So I think we should have more things that are made into fritters.
Never heard of Reuben fritters.
Yeah, it's like they take a Reuben sandwich to get rid of the bread and just fry it up. Like, it's amazing what you can fry if you really try to put your mind to it.
At your notes here that this is a good spot to watch football, huh?
Yeah, they got some nice TVs, and they, like I said, if you like beer, they got great beer. They also have wings. They have a different wing every week that they highlight. Mm-hmm. So this week it's Devil Barbecue Wings, and that's mm-hmm. like habanero barbecue sauce if you really like hot stuff. And they also are big on mac and cheese. They have a different mac and cheese of the month.
I'm definitely adding this spot to my list here.
Yeah.
Old Irving Brewing, 4419 West Montrose, not far from the expressway there, huh?
Right near the expressway, the Montrose, I think they have a Montrose exit there. I don't think you can't get on to Montrose.
You can't get on, but you can get off.
Right.
Yes, exactly. We'll get to candy and nuts when we come back after a break here with Lieutenant David Haynes. Lieutenant David Haynes, author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats on our Friday Food Beat. By the way, when are you going to update that book, come out with a new version? You're retired now. You're supposed to have extra time.
I know, but, I sit down and I start writing it. I have all the notes done and everything. All I have to do is sit down and write it. And the blank page is terrible. I have started it, but it's just taking a lot longer than I thought it would, but...
You know, once you get the first paragraph down or start, just make yourself start, and then the rest will come.
Yeah, that's what my writing partner keeps telling me.
You have been patrolling the Edgebrook area, haven't you?
I did. I went to Nuts and More. It's the middle is not and, it's N. Mm-hmm. And Nuts and More at 5352 West Devon. And it's a little candy store. Edgebrook up there on Devon Avenue has a bunch of little shops, and they have the little local stuff. I live near there, and I've never been to this place until recently. And I went there to check out, I was just looking for a little some candy, and it reminded me of the candy stores in the old neighborhoods. Everybody had them. I grew up at Grace and Lincoln, and there was one at Damon and Grace. It was mm-hmm. this candy store, because back then we had to walk to school, kids,
right.
every day, and we would stop at the candy store and get it. And this has the same kind of vibe, but we walked in and this guy, we went during the cold snap, so maybe he was just being really nice. But Vinny, the owner, he welcomed us in, and my wife and I, and he gave us samples of different stuff, and it was a real nice place. They have a table with jars of bulk candy that you can pack up and take, and the chocolate is behind the counter. But they have a whole bunch of different chocolate stuff. They have chocolate-covered nuts, caramels, toffee, and
nice.
Chocolate-covered coffee beans, which I tried recently and are surprisingly good. If he hadn't given me a sample, I wouldn't have tried it, but they were really good.
Yeah, my wife likes those. I don't because I don't like coffee that much. But I'll tell you something. Two things you said about this place, and I know it's great. Free samples and also an owner named Vinny.
And he doesn't look like a Vinny.
But that's a great neighborhood, and this does sound like a great old school spot.
Yeah, I bought some both milk and dark covered chocolate pecans with amaretto. So you got to try these; they're really good. And they also have old school candy. Like I bought a Zagnut bar while I was there. They do not have Goo Goo Clusters, your favorite. I asked. I said if they got it, you would probably come in if they started carrying Goo Goo Clusters.
Yeah, well, they got to import it from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So they have some of the bars we liked as kids there.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, and they have one thing they have on display is a giant Kit Kat bar, which was 5 pounds, and a giant gummy bear, which I can't imagine how you would eat it. I guess cut it up. But... So they have all this stuff. I was going to bring in some licorice whips, but you know, I figured if you give like Steve and Dave licorice whips, they would hurt each other. So I didn't bring those in.
Maybe. Well, it sounds like you can get into a lot of trouble in this place, and they have nuts there,
right?
As well,
yeah,
right?
And they have a whole selection of nuts that you can get, including the big. They have big jars of walnuts, which I was thinking, I haven't. We used to have when I was a kid. Bowls of walnuts, especially around the holidays, and I realized we haven't done that in a long time. We should get that. And they also have a big variety of tea.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
So
now I'm gonna definitely check this place out.
Yeah,
that's odd that they would have tea there.
You know, I don't know. I know that when I talked to Vinny, he said they get all kinds of kids on their way home from school, and I guess they wanted to have a little something for their parents, but they have a whole section of tea. Loose and tea bags, so it's really good. They have a lot of sugar-free options, too, for those of you who want to, you know, be healthy.
If you want to have a candy that doesn't taste good. you know, the other bar that I'm thinking of trying again, I haven't in a long time, and I see them now, the Zero Bar. You know the Zero Bar?
Yeah, that's kind of like, isn't it kind of like a Zagnut? I can't remember.
Yeah, you have that only at your finer candy stores, and it sounds like this is one of them. Nuts and more. What's the address on Devon?
5352, I think. Let me check and make sure.
Yeah, you got one too many numbers here on your piece of paper.
Yeah, it's 5352 West Devon. For those of you who don't realize, the Zagnut and the Zero Bar, it's like a Butterfinger, but without the chocolate. That's what I love
about
it.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah. So, boy, Devon Avenue, it's changed a lot over the years, but it's still a very interesting and varied block for all kinds of foods, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Across the street, they got the chocolate shop ice cream place where the guy decorates it for, I don't know, random. It's not for holidays. Mm. He comes up with some weird decorations that are strange. The psycho clown decorations were scary. But.
Psycho clown. News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have restaurant news. And I want to hear about these guys who took over Glenn's Diner on Montrose. Because I used to go to Glenn's. They closed, sadly. They had the best clam chowder anywhere. And I was sad and sorry that they left.
Yeah, they also had, we used to go there a lot when my kids were little because they had some kind of weird affinity for cereal. So they would have a million different kinds of cereal, and the kids called it cereal salad because they can get a bowl of cereal mix of all different kinds of cereal while we were eating real food.
So. I missed that place. It was 1820 West Montrose. And what's there now?
Well, it's a place called Bayon Co. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's opening pretty soon, and it's going to be a kind of a Filipino place.
So, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. And real quick, I know you wanted to mention Firewood Barbecue.
Wait, I forgot my notes here. I can't. Is it opening in March? I think.
Yes.
I thought it already. Okay.
Yes. 1856 West North Avenue.
Right, and so it's opened by the same people who run Earl's Barbecue and Jeff Park, and I'm looking forward to it. Any good barbecue places, and I know Earl's Barbecue is really good, so hopefully they'll uphold their tradition. That's at 1856 West North Avenue.
Fleetwood Barbecue. I always appreciate the lieutenant's recommendations. Until next Friday, thank you.
Hey, let's be careful out here.